Hey, Ken Jeong is joining us, a comedian and actor, Ken Jeong.
And a doctor!
And he's a doctor.
He's a doctor. You know what's great is, Ken, you are my doctor. I'm not kidding. You're Korean as well, right?
Yes, sir.
My doctor is Korean. It's Dr. Wei. And let me tell you, I love him. He's like the best doctor. His you know, what do they call it? Your bedside manner or whatever He is just so stoic. And he's like, you know, he just sits there and And then he gives me a prescription. It's great.
Z-Pack.
What did give us the voice, Bubba, that he does?
Doctor Wei is just like, okay, and what are your other symptom? And I'll tell him, and he'll go, okay. You want the shot? Yes, I want the shot. Okay. And he walks out, and he has somebody come in and give me a shot. It's the best thing ever.
So he's like, okay, oxycodone.
That's funny. Hey, Ken, how big was the hangover for you?
Everything. I mean, if it wasn't for the hangover, you know, I wouldn't have a career, really. I wouldn't be talking to you. It just changed my life from black and white to Technicolor, really. So I'm just so grateful for that movie and the two subsequent sequels that followed, because it really just, in so many ways, it was a dream come true.
How did you go from being a doctor? Because you were a doctor before you started acting.
You are a doctor.
How did you go from that to, hey, I'm going to do sitcoms and movies and all that?
Well, I mean, I wanted to be a performer since college. I had, like, the acting bug and just felt like, you know, I had a knack for it and felt like, and more importantly, I just really loved doing it. Didn't know if I could do it as a career. Didn't know, you know, I really didn't know what I wanted to do. But I was on the pre-med track, and I got into med school, and it was one of those things where I kept performing on the side as a hobby, like doing stand-up comedy as a hobby. And then once I started doing that, you know, it just kind of, I got good at it, and it became my golf, you know, it just became my thing. Like, for a while I was known as, that's the doctor who does stand-up comedy on the side, and he will occasionally do the Laugh Factory, you know, or the improv. So I became that guy, even in the medical world, and then that ultimately led to me auditioning for Knocked Up and getting a part as a doctor, and then that led to The Hangover, and then Community, and then my own show. That's kind of how it worked
out. I know we're talking about Dr. Ken, but can you just give us a little Mr. Chow?
Hello.
That was a little. That's all you get
on radio.
No, what is? You know, it's funny because probably the most famous line I get at least once a week in text message or in tweet or whatever as a meme. How does it feel to be that guy?
You know, I love it because it's the way I look at fame is it's currency. You know, if people know who you are, and if you're a good actor, then you'll get more work. So to me, the fame is the best way to get more work, you know, and so to me, I love it, and I'm really appreciative to any fans of mine that love anything I've done, whether it be Hangover or Community or Dr. Ken, doesn't matter, because I'm versatile enough to do a lot of different roles, but I'm also grounded enough to appreciate people who love me from different things, you know, if that makes any sense. So I'm really grateful to the fans, because honestly, that's the only reason why I work, is because of the love of the people, you know? Those are the ultimate deciders, you know? Not the studios, not the networks, it's the people.
Ken Jeong, dropping the knowledge.
You know? Dr. Ken, it's on ABC, Fridays on ABC, the new show, so make sure you check out Dr. Ken.
Set your DVRs. It's actually really cool. It's real funny. He's got a cool little twist with your wife's like some kind of therapist or whatever, and it's fun.
Yeah, it's a family show. It's like something that I deliberately wanted to do something that's my kids are 8 years old, and they're twin girls. I want to do a show that, A, I have clothes on, and then B, that is why. And, you know, and so, you know, to me, you go into movies to be famous, you go there to be rich. I mean, I'm at a point in my life where I just want to, I just want to have fun performing, and I want to share it with my family, you know, because I'm a homebody in real life, and I just want to, you know, that my kids come to the tapings, and it's something that I'm a writer and producer on. I wanted to do something where I had some actual say behind the scenes, you know. On Hangover and Community, I really don't have any say. I'm just an actor. So I want it, and I feel like I'm experienced enough where I can try my hand at that. And it's great. I wear like so many hats on the show, and it's the busiest I've ever been as a writer and a producer and as the lead actor, but I love it, and it's something that I'm getting better at every day. It's pretty cool.
Ken, we're looking forward to having you back on the show when you hit 100 episodes. That'll be awesome.
Thanks, man.
And you know, all the best to you, dude.
Thank you so much.
Before he goes, Bubba, do you need to get some steroids?
Yeah,
or anything?
You need a Z-Pack?
You need something.
You know, and I'm kind of like, I have this eye twitch that's been bugging me for a week now. What can we do about that?
I think just get more sleep, you know.
That could be it.
Lay off the blow.
Hey, Ken, thanks so much, man.
Thank you guys so much. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. All right. Bye.